Hello. Good evening. This is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm so happy to be here with everybody listening, everybody feeling this in spirit, and our ancestors that are with us through this show. It's a big show. We have a couple guests on today. We have our brother Michael Thomas. He came through. Thompson. Michael Thompson's. I'm sorry, brother. Let's get you set up.
Hi.
What's good?
How's it going, everybody? This is fucking... I'm coming, I guess you could say.
Long time coming.
For myself, anyways.
You know. Facts. I'm so happy that you're here. And this show runs off the spirit, not CNN. So we're cool like that. And just be comfortable and let your heart speak what's right on your spirit.
Kind of nervous, but, you know, that's what it is, right? So
That's okay. It shows you're human. But we're just going to keep rolling through it. And as your spirit feels you need to add, you do that. And we'll just keep going back and forth. One thing I want to add before we get into everything is that you said that you have, to me, it seems like you have a gift in music. You said you've been making music for a long time, and I listened to your two tracks, and I would love to play that one that I told you I love. What's going on with that, brother?
Well, the first one that I showed you was back in 2008. Like, I was just a kid at the time, like, straight kid, like, you know, growing up in Jigtown. Like, I don't know if you know where that is, but...
I'm just learning.
Yeah. Like,
I heard it's wild.
Gilbert Park, but yeah, they used to call it Jigtown. Like, I was on the bus there a few months ago, and I was talking on the phone, and they asked me, like, I was talking to a person I was with, and I mentioned Jigtown, and then the bus driver was like, yo, I never heard that name in a long time. So it's just like, yeah, so...
So you're keeping the history alive.
Oh, yeah, for sure, always. Like, that's where I was born and raised, so that's what it is, right? So,
I love that. Mob Canoe's over there from Jigtown, too. But that's neither here or there. So you said that you, like, when did you first start knowing that you wanted to make music? Like, when did you first start doing it in your life?
Well, I was, like, 11 years old, because, like, it was, like, back in 2003. My friend, my Lizzie, my Jamaican friend, actually.
Bop. Shout out to all the Jamaicans out there. We love y'all.
His name is Dom, but I'd say his street name, but yeah, it's kind of a put down at the same time because he grew up around a bunch of natives, right? So I wouldn't mention that, but.
For sure.
There's a shout out to Dominique, man, if he's listening, you know.
I love that. Yeah, because Res Vibe Connection Show ain't the show to be snitching. Right. But yo, we tell on colonizers all day, dog.
But yeah, I grew up, like, he showed me, he actually, okay, so my mom and them, they won money back in like 2003. They won 50 G's off a scratch win ticket.
Wow.
And that was like the top prize, right?
Now we're all going to go gamble and not win.
Right? And then she bought us everything, like, you know, they bought a car, they bought like these little toys and whatever, you know, bikes and stuff like that for the whole family. And
nice.
Yeah, and then she bought us a computer, and that's when Shaw first got high speed internet, so I was like linked right in. So my buddy came over and he's like telling me, he's just like, yo, I'm gonna download this program, why don't you check it out, FL Studio. So I was just like, all right. And he downloaded it. Obviously, he pirated it, but you know what it was.
Burning CDs.
Right? And then, yeah, he downloaded that. He's like, you know, you should try this out and check it out. And ever since then, like 11 years old, like I'm 33 now, so that's 22 years of progress, right? You know, just keep going and keep pushing forward rather than, like, you know, sit there and dwell and be like, I'm always making a new beat every other day. Like this has been a stretch, like a week that I haven't touched the program. But this afternoon I did check it out for an hour or two, put down a little bit of a foundation, and then, yeah, you know, go from there, right? Put in the bells and whistles after. So yeah.
Facts, man, because what you're saying, I don't take lightly. I don't take your words lightly, and I don't take it lightly in my soul, because I can clearly see you're Indigenous, and you went through hell and back. And through it all, you're still making your music. Do you put that into your music? Does your music help you get through all the struggles and the tragic things that you've had to go through because of colonization?
Well, yeah, you know, like, not to bring up, you know, like, as colonization, like, that has to do with a lot of things, like even CFS and everything, you know. Yes. What I mean? I really, I had a bad, what do you call it, like, lookout towards, like, what I was dealing with back in 2016 with my children, you know, stepping up for them and putting down my foot to make sure that my kids were safe and everything.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was crazy, but, you know, I was actually told to promise them to stay away. And I did, and then I made them promise me that they would make sure my kids had their own home and stuff like that. And yeah, so after I moved out, and then they just like cut off connection for me. I'd never seen my kids for almost half a year.
Jesus.
And then yeah, it was crazy. And then maybe like five years ago about that. Then that's when my mom was like, you know, one day she, because I didn't know where my kids lived for almost 2-3 years. And
Jesus.
Then back in like 2020, 2019, 2018, that's when I finally reconnected with my family. And my mom actually took me over there to know where my kids lived, right? And then,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because she was sick of me not knowing where my kids were. So, yeah.
Well, because clearly it was affecting you, because you want your babies.
Right.
Especially as an Indigenous man. You need them and they need you.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, like, I'm still going through process right now of attaining full custody and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, they are under, but, you know, like, I do see them all the time. And, like, I'm always texting my older brother, my older son. See,
that's good.
See, we're
You're so close.
Yeah, you know, like, we call each other bros. And
I love that.
Well, my worker doesn't like it because I'm supposed to be the parent, but, you know, like, it still slips out, right? You know, my
yeah.
kids call me bro. They call me this and that, you know, and it is what it is, right?
It
you
is. Know, that, it is.
That's the connection we have with each other, so.
Facts.
Yeah, so.
I think that's beautiful, and I really like that. I could see how much it means to you when your face lit up when you're talking about them, and that's what it's about. That's where you belong. It makes you the happiest, and you know exactly in your heart that your family matters, and you've been fighting against it all, against all odds, to maintain your identity as an Indigenous man, although I'm sure you're still learning, like we all are, who we are.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? Learning that we matter, learning that we can still have a future. Like, we're all living proof of what colonization has done to us and is still doing to us, yo, and I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
And also, like, I'm really excited for you. Remember I told you the spirit says you need to kick it up a notch, and then you're going to be going in a new direction with your work, but still from the work you're doing. And then you've told me everything more was going on, and then you sent in, I told you to holler at ckuw.ca, Robert Scott, send them an email for you to have your own show here, because we have those opportunities where you guys can come down and have your own show, have your own slots. Yo, we ain't gatekeeping in this mug, and I'm really excited to see how that opportunity plays out for you, and I will be praying on it for you.
Thank you. Yeah, like I said, like you're mentioning, I did send out that shout out to him and whatever, and we're just waiting for a response, you know.
Yeah.
All in good time. It doesn't have to be a rush thing, right?
It isn't. So, it really isn't ever a rush when things are meant to be, and time is in spirit.
For sure.
We feel like we rush in, but really things are in time, and I'm mad proud of you, man. You're just another proof of we keep beating the statistics. And we keep beating through the trauma. You see, we're trauma marked, but we're not trauma defined. And no matter what's happened to us and still keeps happening to us, the spirit inside of us, our ancestors, our creator, our father, his son, whoever else you believe, they push us through and they help us stay alive. Then we further get reached out to other chosen ones through the spirit, and then we lift each other up and we just keep supporting each other. So therefore, I believe that that's how we're also breaking these cycles for the next 7 generations. We're passing on the good way, love and kindness.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that, because it's just like, it's like, our people coming up has been a long time coming, and now, like, you know, like when you watch the Jet show and everything on hockey and that, they like they're always putting up Treaty One territory and stuff like that. Even on the news and that, like it's all coming together, right?
You know? It is.
Yeah.
That's beautiful that you said that, because it is all coming together. We're rising up. You guys are coming through doors. I'm coming through doors that the colonizers never wanted us to, especially when we had the conversation earlier about you being inside the university. And I said, you know, a lot of the people, our brothers and sisters that are going to come down to the radio show through those doors wouldn't have been able to come through them otherwise. And they deserve to come through these doors. And I'm just really thankful that I'm able to pass this along from the knowledge I've learned, because I learned about this in my university class here at the University of Winnipeg Conflict Resolution a few years ago. Teacher knew that it was for me. I knew that it was for me. And then since then, it's my duty to keep bringing awareness and keep trying to support other brothers and sisters if they want that as an option, because it's not hidden. It's just, you know, it turns out to who you know and what you know, and you can't do better if you don't know better, yo.
Right, exactly. Like, don't get me wrong, man. My education ain't that high, but, like, you know, it's still wisdom in you and everything.
Yes.
You know, you let that flourish, right? And people see that more often than anything, you know? Like, I hear my parents tell me, you know, common sense, but, you know, a lot of people don't understand what they're talking about, you know, because that's the older generation. And, like, everybody's just, you know, trying to learn this world again, right? You know what I mean? Like, some people are reincarnated. Some people are, you know what I mean? Sometimes they just got to understand what's really going on around them, right? So
you just said something so profound that hit my spirit when you just said, like, they're talking about common sense, but we don't really understand what they're saying. And so there's the disconnect, because I am from the old school, 81 and then now, and I do know exactly what you're saying, and I do know about the common sense, how we've all been like, where is it at? Now I'm understanding that there's a disconnect between our elders and us and all of our generations even more than I recognized it before, because the common sense that we knew is common sense because we passed it down to each other, but if we don't get a chance to pass it down to the next generation, they don't have it. Even though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that totally, because, you know, like, my parents, well, my mom, I know she got like 20 years on me, and then my dad just turned 64. I'll be turning 34. Like, that's a 30-year gap. Like,
it is.
You know, and like that's a big difference, but that's what I mean. Like, I actually learned to sit with the elders and stuff like that rather than, you know, my own kind. I'm not going to lie. Some of them are, you know, they lost, but they'll get it one day, you know.
And facts.
That all we got to do is just help educate and help them understand themselves.
Yes, man. You're so profound. And, you know, that's another thing that I'm hearing in spirit, too, from what you were saying, is that you're getting educated, sitting with the elders and doing different things. And that's what we really have to understand, get back to remembering, is that our teachings came from our elders and our families. They didn't come from the white man. They didn't come from white institutions. And though they're trying to think they're helping us by teaching us our own stories while they're rewriting it in front of our faces, we really have to understand that being education is like John and Anna say from the John Howard Society, learning and reading comes out in different forms, different platforms. There's many different ways to read, to learn. And that's why we're all going into the community. That's why I was reaching out to you, because we're trying to educate each other. We're trying to put each other on, and we're trying to help others get educated and go back to where we know our real education comes from, our culture, our identity, our people. What do you think about that, brother? And, you know, education's cool, too, in these schools. Shout out to University of Winnipeg. You know what I mean? There's lots of classes for you guys to come down. Like, get in where you fit in. There's many ways to get educated.
Right? And that's what I mean. Like, you know, they should, like, my whole understanding is, like, they should have, like, not just an elder, but elders coming in to talk with the younger generations. You know
yes.
what I mean? Like a little space, a little class time where a new elder comes in every day. You know what I mean?
Spill some
knowledge, right? Because these young guys, they really need it, man. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not really helping that, you know, we're just pushing our elders away and, you know, putting them in retirement homes and stuff like that. You know, it's just, dude, that's where the disconnection really happens, right? So
yes. Yeah. You're right. You see, when God sends the right Indians in, things change. Because what you just said is we should be having them in. And we've been talking about this for a while, and it is clear. We need our elders in our environments, not just bringing them in as tokens and not just bringing them in as short-term helpers and facilitating. We need them really in our spaces to oversee us, overprotect us, watch the environments, so that way the colonial psychological tactics aren't being used on us through a residential school perspective.
Exactly right. Yeah, like you bringing that up, like that's what I was talking about. My I went to see a psychiatrist and whatever, and that's exactly what she was like, you know, asking me what kind of traumas and everything I've been through. And I said, well, my parents were in residential, so we just left it at that. She didn't ask any more questions after that. She knew exactly what I was talking about right there and then. And then, yeah, so it was just like, wow, it was just like a great relief off of my chest that this therapist or this psychiatrist actually understand what I'm saying, right? Because now everybody's being educated about the residential
school. Yes. So. Yes, you're being validated. You're being acknowledged. You're being seen. You're being heard. That's the best thing we can do for each other, is validate our stories and let us speak out. Because you're right, the residential schools, like all of our family members have been in them, and they like to minimize, I think. Also, I want to talk about what we were talking about earlier when you were mentioning that. I've taken a lot of psychology, and I know I'm really educated in the field of the academic, APA, and all that other good stuff. But my time going through and listening to Dr. Phil, even though he's a TV show where he says dreams are impossible, it's just the one thing that stuck for me, eh, Dr. Phil, eh? Yeah. He says it's impossible to have dreams of the future. But this is the disconnect between the world and us chosen ones and us indigenous people, whoever else has the gift of sight, is that I know that they don't have a category for us chosen ones, for us indigenous, with their spirituality, with their gifts of sight, with their gifts of intuition. They don't know how we think on a multidimensional type structure and spectrum. They don't understand us. So we're going to always be reclassified and re-diagnosed and misdiagnosed. And that's where a lot of people I know in the indigenous community are even scared to talk to psychologists or people like that. A, we don't trust them. B, they hurt us. C, they want to help us and bring other trouble in sometimes. And also, they don't understand us. There's not a psychologist I've ever met that believes that we have dreams of the future. And I know how they describe it, and I know how they think about it. And that's a great injustice to us. You can't reconciliate with us and still not acknowledge us for who and what we are. And that leads me to a quick point I got to bring up. There's a few things I got to get off my chest before we roll into our music. It's very important. I have to be open. The Holy Ghost says I have to be open, because I'm not doing you guys a justice by hiding it, even though I've been trying to like sneak it in. But y'all been a witness to it the whole time, straight facts. And it's important, because who am I to tell y'all to do something and I don't practice what I preach? So I've been abused this whole time by psychological colonial tactics through my entire time on this show. The entire time on this show. Y'all can hear me coming back to life slowly but surely. I talk to some of y'all. Y'all tell me, you can tell when I had a rough show or not. Some days I can't talk. Some days I'm stuttering, yo, because I'm still like trying to keep that pocket in me while the spirit's flowing through me. It's very complicated. And it's a lot of pressure, but I'm starting to release the pressure, and I'm telling y'all the truth. I've been abused this whole time while I've been on the show in different ways, different places, different organizations that I can't mention right now, legally or ethically, but one day I'm going to spill it all. I'm telling on everybody. But they've tortured me to a degree where it's messed my life up in every level, but I still will push through, and I'll still be on the show. And that's how it shows how resilient the indigenous people are. You guys are still slicing our souls while we're trying to come up. We're trying to heal. We're trying to survive.
Word.
Against it all. Like, what's the insanity in that, my brother, right? Like, isn't that insane? They're insane. I was thinking about this. I said, y'all are psychos. You know, in a way, in my opinion, and the what's psycho about it is that you guys aren't even like, are you recognizing what you guys are still doing to us? Do you recognize what we're doing and what we're going through? Because we're coming up. Father God told me the ones that Satan thought he slayed are the ones he's rising to slay. Satan, and you guys are seeing them all through the show and you're hearing it. But anyways, as I digress, I just want to let that out that they've been abusing me like crazy and it's been hurting me a great deal, but you guys are all my witnesses. And then the ones who don't know about colonization, you guys can witness it right from on the show for me. Instead, because I know that some people still don't understand it. It's a gray area. I know it's complicated. But you guys can see through me. Doesn't matter how amazing and I am. Doesn't matter how much I love. Doesn't matter how much I'm doing on this show. Doesn't matter how many people's lives are changing on the show. I'm still just another Indian to be colonized out here on these streets. A lot of the times when we're working with people who are supposed to be there for us. But that's all coming to a halt. Because though we keep getting beat down, spit in our face, and knocked down spiritually, psychologically, we're still pushing through. You underestimate our strength. You underestimate what we are and who we are and where we come from. Now, as I digress, got to get to my dream last night because of what y'all been doing out there. You know, my ancestors are talking to me.
Yes.
And so I had a dream last night where there, and I'll never forget the horse. It's ingrained in my spirit forever. So let's get to it. So this horse was a dark brown horse. And I can see him staring at me. And it's a dark brown horse with dark brown eyes and black mane hair. And in the dream, they told me the black feathers are going to protect me. And the horse's mane was feathers. And the mane and the horse and the feathers were one. And I never felt such peace, such love, such comfort. In a long time, only one time when I had seen Jesus, he saved me from the demons in a basement. I talked about that before. But anyways, so I never felt such happiness, such relief of these worries that the colonizers are doing. It didn't even matter. And I'm just so thankful because now I know justice is protecting me and the black feathers are protecting me and the horse. The horse is my ancestor, and it's my Indian spirit. And more will be shown to me because I'm going to the Spirit Lodge to talk about it. See, that's the thing you guys don't understand. When you guys are colonizing us out here, we don't keep it to ourselves. We just keep it from those environments. We withdraw into ourselves, but we tell other Indians around us and other spiritual people around us, and then they talk about it, and we all talk about it, so we all know what y'all are doing. And then we all help each other through it. And we're licking each other's wounds and we're trying to support each other and send each other in a good way. Send each other to sweat lodges because your doctors have failed us in every way. None of us trust your doctors. And that doesn't mean I'm telling you guys to not go to doctors. Still go to your doctors if you need them. I ain't here to tell you that, but I'm telling you, me, myself, I don't trust doctors. Never have in my life because y'all ain't never helped me for the things I've ever needed. And you know what I'm saying? That's in the indigenous community, that's too often a theme that we see. And it's nobody's making it up. Y'all don't be treating us right. And I've seen it in all spectrums of the level. When I'm supporting people, when I'm going through it. So you guys are really damaging us and then giving us only a way to go through your path to find the healing when your path ain't always the way for our healing. It may help for some things, for some medications if we need to do whatever. But we need our spiritual and we need our sweat lodges. And we need our ceremony. What do you think about that, brother?
Totally, man. It all makes us whole, right? Inside, yes. And finding ourselves and everything. If we didn't have spirituality or ceremony and stuff like that, you know, like a lot of older people would be lost. But that's what our people usually turn to, right? Like not just natives, but like indigenous people in particular. Like,
yeah, because I'm black native.
Right, and then yeah, you know, it's not for us to say that your books and stuff like that are totally wrong, but you got to open up yourself to something else completely different. And yeah, it may sound crazy in the beginning, but after a while, it starts to make sense when the pieces of the puzzle come together.
Yeah, facts, because we're not saying your books are completely wrong, but and oftentimes I see that your books are rewriting history and you're trying to do different things that are wrong. Like when I took criminology, it really disturbed me how they talk about criminals, how they're born like that and they're deep wired to that. Never mind what the colonizers did to us. Wow. Never mind that, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I get that.
We contradict everything that they say, though, like with us surviving through it all and not going mentally insane and still being able to function, still be able to walk and talk. I mean, you should see what they say happens to people for the degree of stress that we go through, the degree of torture, the degree of abuse that we go through on a daily basis, man. We just need an award out here because we're amazing, yo. Bannock for everybody except the colonizers, man.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to play this first song. Thank you guys for joining us out here. We love y'all. Res Vibe Connections at CKUW 95.9 FM loves y'all. I see a big change. Shout out to Isaiah and the youth remand, or sorry, the youth jail. Why? I don't know the terms. Doesn't matter.
NYC.
Yeah.
The shout youth. Out going to South Aid and Milner.
Yeah, straight up. Straight up shout out to everybody out there. But yeah, so this brother is in the NYC, and he's doing big things since the show. And he calls me often. And every time I hear him, he's getting stronger, he's getting wiser, and he's getting more motivated. He's taking big classes, man. He's taking math classes, he's taking cultural classes. He's taking all these classes. He doesn't even, like, he's making big changes in his life. He's becoming what he's born to be, not what he's designed to be. And through the colonial structures we deal with, there's many more. There's a brother we have in Toronto. He is really inspiring as well, because it's been on my heart. The Holy Ghost put on my heart. We need to make a create a program. I'm going to talk to John and Anna about it, with writing letters to our brothers and sisters who have a life in jail, so we can pray on them, support them, see what we can do, you know, behind the scenes. And he says he's already doing that out there. He's already sending mail into jails. So we were talking about that last night, that I want to go on a bigger scale with that. So stay tuned for that, because I haven't forgot you guys. I've been feeling you guys this whole time, and I've been praying for you guys. I just haven't talked to you guys enough, but I'm talking to you guys. I haven't forgot about you guys. I've just been trying to figure out how I can make a connection with you guys going forward. How can I really support you guys? I can feel your guys suffering. I can feel that you feel like there's no way out. That's not true. It doesn't matter what the way out looks like, but there is spiritual intervention that can come into any place. And so I want to be there to support you guys with that, because the heavens are with us and times are changing. Shout out to Conrad from Free Press. Shout out to John and Anna from John Howard Society. Shout out to Rob Scott, Ugana, and the whole radio team here at CKUW 95. And shout out to the University of Winnipeg for allowing us to have a voice here, allowing Indigenous people to actually have a radio show. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I just want to say I love y'all so much, man. Any shout outs, brother, you want to give?
Shout out to my cousin Megs. I know she's listening right now. Shout out to Samantha. I know she's listening. That's my worker.
Yo, shout out to all you guys. Love you guys. Thank you guys so much for being amazing.
You know, for sure, man. Like,
Yeah, man. Shout out to your worker. It sounds like you have a really good support system. The more I've talked to you, there are people helping you. There are good people helping you in the healthcare system all around the way. You got a lot of people helping you in different areas, and shout out to them, because it sounds like you have a lot of allies in the community.
Oh, for sure, man. Like this whole week was just like a blessing in disguise. I'm not even gonna lie.
Amen.
So, yeah, amen to that.
So. Holler back. We need those blessings, yo, because we go through so much. No, facts. We go through so much. We suffer, and we often suffer alone, because when you're dealing with psychological harm, hold up. When you're dealing with psychological harm and colonization, we isolate ourselves, we withdraw in ourselves, we gaslight ourselves, because we're always gaslighted by the colonizers and the environment. To me, I feel that colonizing somebody is a form of illegal public bullying that is still fostered and still modeled around us consistently. And we have to consistently put our foot down, document, report, advocate, and speak up. And that's why I'm telling y'all on here, I've been abused this whole time. Word. And my name's Res Vibe Connections. And I'm telling on everybody once it's all said and done, because you guys are out of pocket. You've been hurting me, and you've been hurting everybody around us. And I've been standing up against it all through it all. And it's happened in so many different areas. Y'all, I'm coming up with it once I can. And then that will help other people understand too, that it wasn't just them, because me coming out with it is also to help my brothers and sisters who are going through it right now. And I also have to be honest too, because so they can recognize this isn't just a them problem. This is an indigenous problem with the colonizers against us still. And I'm not going to have this wool over my eyes, and I'm not going to, oppressive. So you got to be careful where I show up, because then I start seeing things, catching things, smelling things, and I start speaking up. And I even tell people that, brother.
Me too. I'm like that too.
Word, right? And we have to be like that. I even tell people like, okay, I just want to let you know. If I see any nonsense, I'm speaking up. Don't bring me in just to be complacent, because I'll turn your whole place upside down. Just with my voice and my but do you get the point? That's what the spirit, the creator father's doing for us. He's kept us strong like this. We are rainbow warriors. We are pushing through, you know. How could we have such strength? And you're still doing this to us. That's where you got to understand, this is a spiritual war, not a guns war, yo. Facts. So I was playing this song on here, and the Holy Spirit told me to play this for y'all, so y'all know what I'm talking about, and you can feel what time it is, and you can feel what I'm saying. So let's get this song on. It's The Real Hey Ya by Northern Cree. I want to hear some more indigenous music coming from y'all. You know, I know we're gangster and we're hood and we're all this, that's good. But I want to hear more indigenous music. Like, we're supposed to be passing these teachings on to each other. So start calling in for some indigenous music, and let's rock this place with these drums. Let's get these drums all over. Shout out to all our listeners in Toronto. Shout out to all our listeners in Jamaica, around the world, yo. And keep spreading this show on, so we can continuously keep making our connections. We can keep decolonizing by coming together as one, yo. Facts. Okay, so it's The Real Hey. Let's see this right here. And then I want to play your music, brother.
All right.
I love that song. It reminds me of that Jason in the background, eh? We all grew up off of
On the Grind, that's what it's called.
Yeah, man, it's dope. I love it.
Like you said, man, I was like, oh my God, I was like 16 years old when we made that back in Central. I was with my homie from Central. We used to go to Rossbrook House to go record and stuff like that. But this was back in the day, man.
Love that, man.
Yeah, that's where it all started, too. Like, when we started finding our voices and stuff, you know. Some of them actually, like, we made a couple CDs and whatever. But obviously, we lost those in time, right? And
yeah.
So, it's crazy. But, yeah.
Well, to me, it shows how strong you are. To me, it shows me how special you are, and shows me how spiritual you are, that no matter what you went through, you didn't lose your gift, you didn't lose your focus. You kept pushing through, because I'm pretty sure at that time when you were doing all your music, it was just you holding on to that inside of you. A lot of people probably didn't support it. A lot of people didn't acknowledge it. A lot of people didn't even think it was going to go nowhere. But here you are. Now you are in the future, still holding it down, still holding it strong. And it's helped you, because you're also an artist, so it's helped you cope and get it into your music. And now look at you. You're in touch with the radio show, the station. The creator's making you do big things, brother.
Right? Yeah. I feel the blessings coming, and I just keep being focused to move forward. That's all it really is, you know what I mean? You can't just sit there and dwell on stuff, right?
So. Yeah, and you didn't sell out. I want to say that too. It's very clear. You didn't sell out. You didn't compromise. You kept pushing through and keeping it real, and I'm just real thankful, and it's an honor to meet you, brother.
Yeah, you too.
Because that's what it's about. We ain't here to be residential schooled. We're here to become who we are. Yeah, you know what I mean? We're supposed to grow. We're broadening horizons. But we ain't turning into punks, and we're not going to be brainwashed. But in the meantime, you see how it makes me stutter? How much pressure y'all put on us? You feel me? Yeah, lawsuits for everybody. Okay, The Real Hey Ya. Let's do it. Yeah. Yo, we got a caller on the air. Michael, I can't see that, but I'll see it in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yo, I just want to shout out to my friends that are locked up. Shout out to Vanna, Tori, I miss you, Mary, Carl, and Jay. My uncle Mitchell that's locked up, LG's, my cousin, G-Money. And Jay said, she said, shout out to Carlos and she loves him. Mm-hmm. And can I request a song?
Yeah, man. What is it?
X Tours by T.Y.
By T.I. What's it called?
T.Y. X Two Words.
Do you know what they're saying? X Two Words?
X Two Words.
No, can you spell it like with the letters? Because it's hard to hear up here. With an X? Like exhibit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two.
With a number two or a T-W-O?
Number two.
Okay, got it. Then?
E-R-S.
E-I-S?
E-R-S.
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 Yeah. By T-Y.
By T-Y.
Yeah.
Okay. For sure, I got that. How old are you?
15. I just got released, like, December 2nd.
No way.
See what I'm saying? No, thank you so much for calling in, because this is the picture we need to see. Our brothers and sisters are young men going through this stuff.
Right?
Do you hear, do you listen to this show often?
Yeah, I've been always listening to it every Friday. What? Locked up.
What's the show doing for you?
Well, I kind of like it, though. I'm enjoying it, though.
Well, that's what's up, man. Thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry for everything you're going through. Keep pushing through and know that we're here for you, okay?
Yeah. I've been locked up for almost 2 years, though.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I'm so sorry.
That's crazy.
What are your plans now going forward, man?
I don't know. I'm just on house arrest right now.
You're on house arrest. What's your culture?
I don't even know you.
Are you indigenous?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would encourage you to, I know you have your youth, so you must have people around you to support you, but there's a Manitou House Sweat Lodge on McGregor near Dufferin. That's at Saturday, 1 p.m. That's a harm reduction, but anybody's welcome. You can go there. Any way that you can just get teachings from your culture and be surrounded by other people like you would be good.
Yeah.
For sure, because you matter and you're so special. And as time goes on, you're going to keep seeing the pieces to the puzzle that you need to see for your life and your identity and your culture.
Yep.
Keep pushing through. You're so strong.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. You're a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get that song on for you after this, okay?
Okay, yep, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes when we have our brothers and sisters calling from the youth jail, they sound like they're straight grown men, 50, 40 years old. And sometimes I have them calling in where you can tell that they're still very, very young within their development. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
for sure.
That soul we just talked to has been through hell and back.
Yeah, you could tell. You could hear it in their voice, right?
Right. So. And no matter what they've been through, they're still pushing through. And it's just tremendous, you know, that Father the Creator has even created this show where we can all be there for each other. Because we're all suffering through a lot of traumatic trauma, and it still keeps happening, which is even worse. But at least we can talk about it, be about it, and show some clarity to our other brothers and sisters who don't really know what we know because they ain't lived through it yet, you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally agreeable. So.
Yeah, man. They need to hear all these OGs talking out here, how the devil brought them down the wrong path and how it's not what it seems and everything in between, man. We got to start telling the truth. I'm going to get back to this song and then we'll get it on.
Come on.
Yo, we got a caller on the air real quick. Go ahead. You're on air.
I just want to say a quick few shout-outs. You know, I want to shout-out my homie SKO, my homie DG, homie LA. I want to shout-out Lil C. And I want to shout-out RD, too. Yeah, yo. My homie wants to say something.
Okay.
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Get up, bro. Yo.
Yo.
I was gonna do a couple shout outs.
Go ahead, brother. You're live.
Yo, shout out my nigga Christmas, my cousin Gerald LePage, and my brother Antonio. Both my cousins are in Headley right now. And I'll do a shout out to my baby girl in Ravens, Lexi. And that's all I want to say.
For sure, brother.
And one more shout out, actually. I'll do a shout out to my homie in Thunderbirds, my homie Quentin. And my nigga LA.
That's what's up.
And can I request a song?
Yep, what is it?
YG.
Can you put it in your phone, brother? Yeah. YG what? Say it again.
Catching up. Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
We got it, brother. Thank you. We'll get it on. We just got a few songs. We got to catch up. We'll get them on.
And one of my homies want to say something. That's all right?
Yeah, of course. This show's for you guys, for the community.
Yeah, but have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Nice hearing your voice.
Thank you. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yo, hello.
Yeah,
yo, hello.
Hello.
Yo, can I make a shout out?
Yeah, you're live, brother.
Alright, yo, shout out the guys. Yo, shout out the guys, Free Phoenix.
Facts.
Yo, can I request a song?
Yeah, go ahead.
Play Jane Eat again.
Who?
Jay Meat again?
Is that what he's saying? Say it again, brother, because it's hard to hear you.
And yo, shout out Funny Bird, it's your boy Lil Jojo. Yo, shout out Funny Bird, it's your boy Lil Jojo. And yo, Free RD.
Facts. Yo, say that song one more time.
KK. You have a good day.
Yes, but say the song.
Again.
I couldn't hear the song, brother. Say it again.
Again. It's called Again.
Okay. By who?
By Jay Need.
By Jay Need?
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
Jay Need. Yeah,
okay, we got
Jay
it, brother.
Need, yeah,
thank I you so it. Much. We'll get him on.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sister. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too, brother. Keep pushing through.
Yo, I'm back. Yo, can I request a song, too?
Go ahead.
Can I request a song, too?
Go ahead. We're going to try our best to get them all in. What's the next one?
JD and Tall Twins, Still Drifting.
JD and who? Still
Drifting by Jay Neen and the Tall Twins.
Still Drifting by Thompson and Jay Neen.
Jay Neen, yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Still Drifting. Yeah. All right, yo. Peace out, yo.
Thank you.
All right, yo. Peace out.
All right, bye. Yo, Michael, what's good, man? You're set. Well, you need to come back in more, brother. You're like, this truly is your gift. What are you saying? Yeah, word. You should be waiting for your email from the radio and just come in and support the show while you do. Like, you're a great help. You heard them faster than I could. Sometimes it sounds like a tongue twister to my brain because I never heard the music, and it's hard to hear with the transferring of the phones and things like that. But you picked that up real quick. He's like, nah, I got this. Yeah! That's awesome. Let's get back to our song. I love that. You're amazing. This is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. The jails are going crazy. They're trying to get through. as time goes on, I will be getting more support on the show. Looks like Michael wants to help the show out as well. So as time goes on, because I don't like missing your calls and I don't like missing your connections, and this is not a game to me. So I will figure out how I can get every one of your calls in. All right, let's get back to it. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM in the house. Yo, Michael, how you doing now?
I'm doing a little bit better. I'm feeling more comfortable and just like slowly easing into it, right?
Right, because you ain't being colonized.
I'll be called out on my bullshit. But even then, what's up?
He said, I'm keeping it indigenous.
Right?
So I'm trying to find this song right here. It's the Ojibwe prayer song by the Lonely Bear Cub. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'll double check.
So Michael was talking about, what were you saying? It's better it comes from your words. That this song you just...
Well, yeah, I found like through my endeavors like last year and whatever, like what happened to me and getting custody with my kids and everything and like it was crazy. And like all of a sudden, like, you know, I search around and whatever, and then sometimes songs just end up being played on my phone. And like, yeah, it was one of them was Ojibwe Prayer Song. And like ever since, like, you know, every time I have a moment of clarity and everything, I always go back.
I found it.
If I feel a certain way one morning, whatever, and I want to feel better about myself, I'll smudge and I'll play that. So.
And it works?
Yeah, it helps me out a lot. So
thank you for bringing that medicine to us, because I'm going to do that myself. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Miigwech.
And you said you put tobacco down too?
Oh, yeah, yesterday for my
Shout out to Kyle Prince. Kyle Prince, we're putting tobacco down for you, brother. Where you at? Holler at us.
Him and my girl.
That's
Precious,
good.
I put down some tobacco.
God bless you, Precious. God bless you all.
Yeah, you know, everybody needs to, you know, sobriety, man. It's a big thing nowadays, you know. And yeah, some people can find it and some people can't. Mm-hmm. But it's like the happiness that you find in it and you put in yourself, right? You know, if you can't find that happiness in that, and then, you know, you feel like you're always tripping. Or, you know, what my worker would tell me, you know, you're taking two steps forward and one step back. Like, you know, I was doing that for a while, but actually now I'm like actually just, you know, actually walking now. So
it feels like you have a worker who really cares about you, just doesn't understand the indigenous culture, but wants you to find it. And it's really amazing. I'm so happy you have that support.
Right. I hope she's listening.
She'll tell me
on Monday morning. She'll be all happy and everything.
No, but to be honest, it's important to validate them and to acknowledge them, because these are our allies in the community that are working in different areas, that are trying to support us, that are trying to help us, that really do want to see us succeed. There's a lot of them in the community that are helping us. We have to acknowledge them when we get a chance, because they matter. And those are the ones that are not acknowledged oftentimes, because other colonizers don't want them to help us, but they're still using their privilege to help us. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Samantha.
Thank you. You rock, man. So we got Ojibwe Prayer Song. Our brother Michael said that this is medicine that helps him. He plays the song, he smudges in the morning, and this is helping him get through everything that the colonizers are throwing at him. So let's play it together, because we all need some medicine.
Great.
That was very beautiful. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And like I was saying, I like that it's not too long with people's ADHD, OCD, call it what you want. But, you know, people's attention spans are getting limited through our phones, through our trauma, through whatever. It's clever.
That's why my beats only go up to like 2 minutes sometimes.
Facts, right? My word. That's why I do my TikTok videos only about a minute or two, because I know ain't nobody paying through 10 minutes.
Hey, right?
It don't matter how much wisdom's there.
Right?
Oh, my word. Even me, I just be floating off like, we all disengage at a certain time, eh? If we're not engaged with it in our spirit, that's the truth.
Right.
If we don't feel like it's meanwhile, if we don't feel like it has something to do with a bigger picture, a bigger meaning, none of us want to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly, totally.
And it's really sad to find, like, as I've grown up, I've learned, like, all the different learning stages. I've learned that there's many different ways and types of learners, and that we were never stupid and we were never dumb. It's just because the schools only tried to teach us one way and their way and only the highway, and we all know it growing up. Then if you didn't know the way the teacher was teaching you that the application and the way they wanted you done, then they deemed you as dumb. And that's not fair, because I done learned there was 10, 15 different ways to learn and to answer that same question and to come through the same mathematical equations, you know. So you guys have really been playing games on us. We're a lot more smarter and brighter than you guys have ever said, than you know and we know. But the Creator is showing us, as time goes on, through our resiliency and everything else we're doing, how amazing we are. Aha. Facts. Aha.
Straight. Yeah, for sure.
So, brother, let's get your song on, and then let's start going through these other songs.
All right. Sounds good.
It's got to be that. Oh, and I just want to say, too, you were talking about how you made history. You're the founding part of the founding father indigenous group